Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, if you're of a certain age, you may remember that before all this internet malarkey, there was teletext. It was like an additional channel on your TV, but one that consisted of clunky text that gave you things like the TV listings or the weather. And although Nathan Dane from Enniskillen is only 20, he's built his own version of it. Nathan joins us now on News Talk. Nathan, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Do you remember teletext?
Yeah, I remember it vaguely. I would have only been about, 11 or 12 or so when it was switched off in this part of the world. I remember my dad looking through it, and I remember having the odd go with it myself.
Right. Okay. So was it the case then, Nathan, that this was something you remembered fondly and wanted to recreate, or what was your motivation in doing this?
Well, I'd kind of forgot about it until a couple of years later, around about 2016 or so, or 2015, somewhere around about there, when I was recreating some of the old analog TV services. It's a sort of an interest I have, playing about with some of the older kit, and I came across a project online that allowed you to use the Raspberry Pi, which is a mini credit card sized computer, to generate a teletext service. And that was when I started writing the code to produce, my own teletext service.
And so what you produce is actually, it's a version of CFAX,
the BBC
server. And so how does that work? I mean, apart from, I assume you're not constantly physically inputting the information into it.
No, essentially how it works is the BBC have an RSS feed, which is a list of headlines and the latest news and such that are published on their website, which I then read in with code. I've wrote a whole load of code that reads that information and produces a teletext service from that. And it updates every half an hour, and I only ever really have to touch it if it breaks or stops working for whatever reason.
Right. And how many pages then is on the service?
Oh, there's a good 100 or so now. When I first started off, there was maybe only when I first started writing the code, there was maybe only the original 20 news pages or whatever. But over time, I've added more of the original content and stuff. And I would say it's well over 100 pages on the service now.
Wow, that's extraordinary. And people can look it up themselves at nathanmediaservices.co.uk. That's Nathan Media and Services, all with capital letters. As I understand, there's a bit of a community of people who kind of like the teletext concept.
Yeah, there's quite a group of us online. There's there's a Facebook group, there's a Discord group, there's quite a few of us in it. There's the likes of myself, who's sort of more interested in the technical side of it, how the actual transmission and that worked. And then there's the pixel artists, and they like the limitations of producing, artistic things with it, drawings and that. And some of them are absolutely amazing, the drawings they can produce with such a limited format.
And does the BBC have any problem with you running the service now?
Well, according to their terms of service, you can reuse news content as long as it's not for any commercial benefit, which, I don't make any money from the service, and as long as it's clearly attributed to the BBC, which it is. So they certainly haven't expressed any issue with it.
Right, okay. And as you say, you're not exploiting it for commercial gain. Are you self-taught at all this kind of thing, Nathan?
More or less. At the beginning, I got some help, from other guys in the community. So the likes of Peter Kwan and Alistair Cree, have helped me out a lot with the coding and, how it works, and, given me layouts of pages and stuff to work from. But when I started off doing this, I'd never wrote a huge pile of code. So I had to, do a lot of Googling and figure out how to make it all work.
Mm. But you have done things like you ran a TV. I mean, is this correct? You kind of ran your own little TV station from the attic in your house.
Well, yeah, there's that was how it started. You know, I wanted to add the teletext service to that. You know, so but yeah, I have a sort of an internal system that I can play, you know, videos and stuff out over. So haven't done so much of that recently.
Yes. And what do you do as a day job?
As a day job, I work for XCTech Digital, which is a digital signage company. So we're involved with, you know, putting up advertising screens and video conferencing solutions, all that kind of thing. I look after a lot of the technical aspects of it. So it's more of the same sort of thing, you know, coding and, you know, helping out with various issues, all that kind of thing.
That makes a lot of sense, really. And well, congratulations and best of luck to you. Only 20 years of age, that's quite extraordinary. That's Nathan Dane there. He's the creator of what he calls NMS Teletext, and you can find it at nathanmediaservices.co.uk. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We're going to take a break after that. How to get really good at Wordle.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.